Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, been all right. As always, you know, it's we're not going to get this group down, though, not with me in charge. You know, we're trying to be positive. We're trying to obviously work on the mistakes. It's just mistakes. You know, we're highlighting that how simple some of the things have been. It's not like we're torn apart by teams. Just mistakes, and we've got to eradicate those mistakes, and we're working on that. But also, we've got to be more threatening, because there's nothing in that game, and there was nothing in the Birmingham game, really. But neither team did enough to really run away with the games, and that's the thing. So we need to make sure that we're more threatening, which we will be with the players coming back, I'm sure. But it's just eradicating the mistakes now at the other end, because, you know, we've been trailing by a goal within 5 minutes of every game the last three games, and you just give yourself a mountain to climb. You know, people shut up shop, they defend with everything they've got, and it's tough to break them down at this level. So we've got to make sure that we're solid and we stop making little errors that are costing us. Yeah.
Is there a secret to that? Is it, you know, is it focus? Is it a bit of confidence? Is it sometimes being overly cautious sometimes? If sometimes you don't want to make a mistake and you're too sort of on edge.
Yeah. And I think you've got all three, really. You know, I mean, Leon's come back for his first game, so we've got to give him some leeway. You know, Albert was playing out of position as well, and so in the Birmingham game, and it's like you look at it and think, you know, oh, it's just that moment, you know. And it was like it was really I think people getting used to the way I am, people worried about making a mistake is a big one. Yeah, I think that's something that I don't want the team to think about, because if you worry about things, they happen invariably. You know, you've got to just be super confident that you're not going to make mistakes. And you know, we've had too many moments in the early part of games where we've just thought, oh, if we'd have stopped that, we could have gone on to win that game. I firmly believe in all these players, and I think that we've got enough to win games. We've just got to stop these mistakes that, you know, we're suffering from. But you know, it's tough. You know, when I'm bringing new players who haven't started back into the team, and it's a whole mix of a team coming together again. You know, I don't think I've fielded the same team twice yet. Maybe once, I think, and we got beat 6-1 at Blackpool. So, you know, it's really tough to keep this consistent sort of starting lineup, because your players are coming back from injury, really good players, really top players at the early part of the season. We're doing really well, and you know, you want them in the team, because obviously they're the top players here, and it's just everyone gelling together. It's been tough. It's been a tough month, but looking forward to Friday now and getting hopefully a good result against Preston.
Yeah, and how important is it to just really focus on one game before moving on to the next one as well? It's just getting that first, or in this case, that second win under the belts since you've been there. Just getting a bit of confidence as a consequence of that, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think they went on a hell of a run before I came without a win. And, you know, I think, okay, we've had one in seven, is it? And or six, I think, one in six. And it's like, if we get two, you know, it starts looking a little bit brighter than it was. And I think that as long as there's progress, then that's all that matters, you know. So, yeah, love to get the first one on the board. And I'm sure there'll be more coming. Well, first one, second one. I'm sure there'll be more coming after that because of the players we're getting back now. Got a good squad, got a good set of players. Fitness, obviously, at this stage of the season, is tough to work on because you don't want to break your players and you've got to hope that they can last the games, or it's up to me with the changes from the bench. But no, the next two games, it's going to be squad rotation, definitely. I think most teams in our league will be changing up. And I say I've got the ability to do that with a good amount of players coming back now.
Is it important not to necessarily look about where the side are, where the club is currently in the table, from a player's point of view? I know obviously people will look at it and supporters will look at it, but actually it's just about focusing on a game, focusing on what's available from that particular game rather than worrying about circumstances and consequences.
Yeah, listen, everyone knows where we are. It's impossible to say, like, ignore where we are in the league. I think that if you don't address it, then it can creep up on you. And I don't want that, you know. I don't want it creeping up on us. And surprise, surprise, at the end of the season, you've ended in that bottom three, and that really sneaks up on you. I don't want that at all. So I want to make sure that the boys know how important these games are, what it means to pull away from this relegation battle. And we've got chances. It's well in our hands, and we've got to make sure it stays in our hands. That's the thing. We don't want to be relying on other results or points deductions or things like that. We've got to make sure it's in our hands and it stays there. And that's what I'll be telling the boys this week.
I suppose because of what you're focused on, the fact it's Preston and, you know, the club where you sort of made your senior breakthrough and where football, I know obviously football started at home in Blackburn, but Preston, where it started as a senior player, does that have any significance for you for this weekend?
No, not at all. You know, the great set of fans, and I'm not one of those that has these rivalries or these moments where I think I have to beat that team because it's my ex-team or anything. I'm proud of what I did at Preston. The fans were great for me always. I know they'll be a tough team to play against, but happy memories for me, you know, and I think that everyone remembers their league debut, man, was at Gay Meadow back in the start of the 90s for Preston against Shrewsbury Town. A freak phone call on a Thursday evening saying, we need a right winger for Saturday. It was crazy how that happened, and a million miles away from what it is now, football. And you know, there's no way that could have even happened now. You know, there's so many bits of red tape you'd have to go through. But it was a nice moment, and obviously that club started me off as my career. You know, Blackburn Rovers apprentice, but first pro debut at Preston North End. That's where the happy memories will stop for Friday, and I'll be all hoping that QPR can turn the lily whites over, because we need the 3 points.
You mentioned how tough they are, especially on the road. They've had a reputation of being very difficult as an away team, and maybe because of the way they're set up. I know at times that's actually frustrated some of the fans at Deepdale, but as a consequence, they are one of those, you talk about needing to break down and having to cope with teams that come and want to make it very difficult for you. Preston are certainly a very good exponent, or have been, of that.
Yeah, and it will be a challenge, and we're working hard on that. But if we can break them down, then we can break anyone down in this league, because, like you say, they've got a good defensive record. Ryan sets his teams up like that, and they are solid. So we've got to make sure that we are at our best. But we have some real, I mean, world class players. You know, players that can unlock doors that seem to be shut for other teams. And I'm hoping that one or two of them can produce the goods on Friday afternoon. And we can come away with the 3 points.
How important the role of the supporters at home? Because obviously I know everyone, you know, around the ground might be a little bit jittery, a little bit concerned about what things are. How important is it for the supporters to stay with everyone as well?
Yeah, what my message would be would be that, you know, when I came in a month ago, get that attitude back, because it's a change. Things don't change overnight. You know, you look at the three or four managers that have been in charge this year, if you count Paul Hall as well. And it's been a similar trait, you know, from after that first month where I thought, you know, there was a couple of fantastic goals and a couple of wins that that, you know, they were brilliant when everything's going well and the pitches are nice and it's just out of pre-season. But when you get into the graft of the season, I think it's been a very similar story. And I think the fans can play a part. I don't want them being frustrated. I don't want them being down and negative. I want them to be super positive. You know, this is QPR. This is our club. And they can make a difference. They've got to believe that. And I always say to the players, you know, that always look at half, glass half full, always, no matter what it is, no matter what result it is, no matter what division you're in, no matter where you're going, glass half full always is the way to be. You start fearing things, you start getting jittery. These things happen, believe me. And if you start thinking positively and you start thinking and dreaming about the great things, they happen as well. I want them to be positive. I want them to think and believe that we can beat any team in this league, and that will transfer on the pitch and into the players, and hopefully it'll go two ways, because the players will be thinking that as well, and I certainly do. Just want all, you know, not stupid blind positivity. You can't look things. Yeah, of course there'll be mistakes, and of course there'll be moments where it'll be frustration, but you've got to be able to get through that, and supporter is a real good term. You know, that's when you support something, you hold it up, you're supporting it, you're not letting it fall. And that's what I'm asking for the players, and definitely from the fans, home and away.
Finally, for me, you talk about that positivity, and I know you're obviously a very positive man, and you have a very positive approach. What is it that you're going to say to the players? How do you sort of try and get that positivity across, maybe in that 5 minutes before they send them out for the actual game, or what you've been doing?
Yeah, it's everything, you know, the training we do in the week, what I show them. I do a lot of one-on-ones with the players. You know, my management, I think, is really one of my key traits that I'll use. And as long as I'm honest and the players can see I'm being honest, as long as they know I'm not lying to them, and I'm not, you know, if I feel that they're not in the right frame, or if they're not in the right place, you know, they won't play, and I'll pick the ones and look them in the eyes and say, you can do this. You definitely can do this. And, you know, I think that honesty and being able to, the players being able to trust me are two of my big, big things, you know. And all I keep reminding them is how good they are, how, because they were right high up in the league at one stage, and there's reasons for that. You know, they can beat teams. So yeah, I'll gin them up as always. Sometimes it's on the moment, sometimes there's Churchillian speeches, and sometimes they just get out there and show who you are, you know, and play for that badge. And that's what I want them to do. I want to care for the badge, no matter where they are. If they're long players, if they're players who may be moving on next year, or the QPR is being good to these players, and I want the players to understand that, you know, football is football. It's very transient. People move here, there, and everywhere all the time. But when you've got that shirt on and that badge on your chest, that's the one you play for right now. And I didn't do it any other way, and I'm expecting the same from my players.
Brilliant. Well, I hope that gets results tomorrow, Gareth, and on Monday. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow, mate.
Cheers.
Hey, Gareth.
How you doing, then? Right.
Not bad, mate. Using a horse racing term here, but the lads that returned last week, Ilias, Chris, Leon, etc., are they better for the run?
Yeah, you should be using a golf term. The Masters is starting today. So, you know, they are definitely getting up to speed, you know. You know, they played well last week. I thought there was some sparks in them last week, you know. And getting these boys back, like I said earlier in the interviews, it's a massive boost for the squad. It's a massive boost for me, and hopefully all the fans, you know, to see your best players on the pitch. And, you know, I'm not disrespecting anyone else in the squad. These players have proved over the years they are fantastic players, and all sorts of rumours about where they could go and transfer at QPR. And I want them to give everything for that badge, because if one day they do move on from here, and it's a great platform for them, fantastic. But they've got to realise that playing for this club, you give everything, you've got to give everything. And every other club, you look at every other club, they'll be looking at teams going, right, who gives everything? That's all I do when I go on scouting and thinking, right, is he looking over his shoulder for a move? Is he totally committed here? I want the players who are totally committed for that badge they've got on their chest. And that's what I'll be saying to the players. And those two are, by the way, and having them back is a huge boost, yeah.
When QPR have been good in the last sort of 2.5, 3 years, it has been usually when Willick and Chera linking up down that left, and they've got a real understanding. Is that something you're slowly seeing sort of developing in training? And
listen, yeah, like I say, you're having players on the pitch that can do that bit of magic. I think you need that in the Championship. I think teams have got very, very secure at the back. I think they defend well, teams, and you know, we haven't really been opened up by any magic. It's been our mistakes that have cost us in the last two games, you know. Blackpool, like I say, freaks, 5 set plays out of 6 goals. I mean, we put that to bed pretty quickly. But all the other games, you know, it's a real tight league. This is not much in the teams, and those players can be the difference. So, as you say, the best results for this club has been with those players in the team, without a doubt. And hopefully we can keep them in the team and keep them playing well.
Can I talk to you about Leon Balogun? There was, I believe, at Wigan last week, there was sort of some dialogue between him and supporters, and he released a message on social media sort of saying, explaining what happened, inviting fans to maybe to come in and have a chat with him at the training ground and that. What did you make of that whole situation?
A totally honest, committed player giving everything. A totally honest, committed fan giving everything. And probably a breakdown in communication over at the end of a game where we've lost over 25 yards, trying to shout at each other while everyone else is shouting around them. I think that's all it is, you know, and that's passion in football. And Leon is absolutely committed 100% for this club. You know, he's the top guy. I've sat him down a couple of times and told him exactly what I thought of him and how he plays and how I need him. And yeah, he went through a really tough injury, you know, and I've been through those, you know, reoccurring ones that, It's been hard for him. And so I think the frustrations of all that time out, wanting to contribute as well, probably came into that. But Leon's a proper professional, and he's one that you'd want in the trenches with you. And I'm pleased he's back.
Is he someone you can sort of see in this final run-in as being a real key figure at the back?
Absolutely. I think he's the leader. I think this club has lacked leaders and characters for one reason or another. I think that when the going gets tough, you need these characters and these leaders to come out, and Leon's definitely one of those.
Just you say you sat down and spoke to Leon, we, not just him, but just since you've come in through the door, has it been a lot of having to sit down and put arms around players and talk to them rather than sort of...
Not always, no. My skill as a manager and a leader is knowing what makes people tick, knowing what people value, and some will need an arm around the shoulder, and some will need a stern word and saying, look, you can't do that. It's not good enough. You've got to do this. And some will need actual direction. And like you said, the aforementioned ones with Willock and Chair, sometimes I can't coach them going forward. You know, they do things that nobody can coach going forward. It's almost like trying to coach a Messi and saying, oh, do this and do this step over here and do that there. You just can't do that. That's natural ability. So, it's me as a leader and a manager knowing the best time, the best way to speak to somebody. We're all different. Everyone's different. And you can't just blanket approach everything. You probably could back in the day. And that's why so many people were messed up and dropped out of football. But now, especially with the big mental health drive that we've had and everything, everyone's different. Everyone's got to be treated very respectfully, but in the right way. Some need an arm, some need a stern talking to, but all of them will be in the right place for the Preston game.
Okay, and just finally, you name checked Tyler Roberts there in a previous question. Is he back from Leeds now?
Yeah, Tyler's in the building, and that's great to see him. He's out on the grass as well, so that's fantastic to see as well. He's going to be a real talent as well. I'm sure when he really, you know, gets the firm run of games and career under his belt. We've still got to be careful with him. He's been out a hell of a long time, and obviously with his history of injuries as well, we've got to be really careful with him. But again, it just boosts everyone when you see players like that walking out on the grass and you see them getting close to training and maybe joining in. And yeah, Tyler's going to be a welcome addition if we can get him back in for this running.
How far away do you think he is realistically from playing? Is it a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's a medical question, so I'll leave it to them. But when you get out on side on the grass, you're not far off, and that's all I'll say.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.